right. TCD Board of Supervisors, monthly meeting, Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. We just came back from a break. It is 4:02. And we are on number 9A. Richard, go ahead, Richard.
I need to make a clarification on the items that I read earlier about the initial investigation of the elections. On item number 13, Tony pointed out that those things should be said in an executive session. However, I was quoting them right off the letter that is attached to this packet of information. So I just wanted to make that clarification for the public.
Oh, yeah. That letter came from somebody else, too.
It did come from somebody. It came from that person that we talked about. That AMOTKEN was sent to the Mark Clark.
Okay.
That's the one we're referencing.
Thank you for the clarification. 2018 district funding at A 2018 TCD annual plan development.
Thanks, Eric. So this is the annual work plan that we put together in 2017. This is the template that we will utilize moving forward again with in the 2018 calendar year. Again, this is due to the Conservation Commission in May. I included in my acting executive director report some thoughts around this and a timeline moving forward for completing this and providing it to the commission by that deadline. My proposed suggestion was to have a preliminary discussion about this today, give the board an opportunity to provide any initial feedback on the front end of this, staff to take it back and work on our 2018 template in this same sort of format with the existing funding that we have in hand to continue on these deliverables. So this is directly tied to our five-year strategic plan. Typically what we do is go through our strategic plan for each year and see what funding we have in hand to accomplish which pieces of those, and then tie that together in our annual plan, and that sort of creates that pathway forward through the year. So as you can see, the template has specific activities, target dates for completion, the lead staff responsible for completing it, the funding associated with completing those tasks, and any additional notes. So before we provide that revised version, which I'm proposing we send back out for discussion at the April meeting, I just wanted to have a conversation and hear any thoughts about that now. Again, this is directly correlated to the five-year strategic plan that we currently have through 2022 and the natural resource priorities that begin on the front page. You can see expounded upon throughout the remainder of the document. Once we bring that initial draft to the board for April, I think that also allows us additional discussion if the board would like, or any revisions before and either finalizing at that meeting, or that still gives us an opportunity to finalize in May before its deadline.
Well, I'd like to see this more than just once. If we do get another work session together, maybe we could have some preliminary and go through it then as well.
A work session dedicated to annual plan development.
If we get a work session together, maybe we could tackle some of this as well, and after we've had a little bit of time to think about it. And
in addition to the travel policy?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the board think?
I guess I just want some clarification on what we're talking about here with developing the 2018 annual plan. If we're looking at, if you're just looking for direction to like format it similarly to this, or if you're looking for the board to help you draft it, or if we're just going to review it in said format once it's done.
So this year we're operating a little bit differently than we are in the past when we had our assessment funding and we had a little bit more discretionary funds to do other initiatives where the board was able to prioritize additional avenues of spending those. This year we're primarily grant funded with those deliverables already associated. So that's a place where we'll go through the the plan and the five-year strategic plan and put into this same format all of those tasks, activities, deliverables, and the funding associated that we have in hand and which grants those come from. And so, I mean, those activities are already in contractual agreement. So those are already set. So there's, yeah. Does that answer your question?
Go ahead, Doug.
I've got three different comments. I'm assuming this is really a 2018 annual work plan.
This is an example of the complete 2017 annual work plan.
Okay, you said that. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You said that. I'm hoping to a second question that we're going to run by the park, some of the key partners like the county, and I mean we normally do that. That seems like a good approach to me. The people we work with closely, that they would get a look at this. And then the third one would be: are there any anomalies or issues other than not having enough money?
At this point, a couple of things to be aware of are. Moving forward in here, a reminder that we don't have our district assessment or rates and charges, so we don't have that base funding continually coming in this year. That will prevent us from working on a lot of things that we had funded with those dollars in the past and restrict us to really essentially those grant deliverables that we already have in hand and continue to receive this year. We do have, as mentioned, a little bit of carryover from last year that's really sustaining our essential district operations functions, and so that will be reflected in here. The other thing too is with our current capacity as well. This is a time when we can see too, based on the staffing levels that we have and the demands on their time that we have, what's appropriate, and discuss making sure that those deliverables are being fulfilled.
Okay, there's a corollary question too. So we have different funding. We got to follow the money for the grants. How is that going to affect the annual priorities that we've had in the past? Because we won't have the assessment, for example.
Right.
So we can't have that flexibility.
Yeah, some of the biggest impacts that I see so far are providing assistance to landowners above and beyond what's in contractual agreement. So before we had the opportunity to serve landowners, regardless of their geography or their natural resource concern across the board throughout the county, because we always had those assessment dollars to fill in where we had gaps. So that's a little bit of a limitation, as well as those what we had designated at one point as unfunded priorities that then moved into priorities that we decided to fund with our assessment dollars. Right, they're once again unfunded. So moving through here, that includes, most importantly, I think, some of the farmland preservation efforts that we were working on in terms of easement program development. And so if you recall, in the fall, I recommended potentially getting or applying for community foundation grants or something as some seed money to continue facilitation of that program development so that we can continue to organize partners and stakeholders to apply for larger funding sources like our CPP. However, with the limitation in assessment dollars or rates and charges as well, limits the amount of funding we have to also do grant writing. So it's gonna be a scale up in a systematic way.
Okay, that's kind of what I was expecting.
Is Amy still doing the grant writing then, or?
Very minimally because of funding. Yeah.
I was going to suggest on subsequent versions or when we get started into the drafts, mm-hmm. or maybe the next draft, because it won't be too set in stone, of identifying which of the areas have been assessed and funded. And mm-hmm. So we could just visually say, okay, forget that one, probably.
Yeah, I've gone through so far and started to do that and highlight the sections that we're really going to have gaps on because of that funding loss. Thank
you. I suspect we're going to have to rearrange our priorities.
I think we can, it's up to the board on how you'd like to handle that, and that's something that perhaps seeing that initial draft of this will help identify if that's a thing you'd like to do.
Okay.
actually have to have one ready for 2018?
May.
May, okay.
Yep, by the end of May. Yeah. Yeah. I really wanted to make some space initially to, you know, share this sort of background and sort of status on where we're at financially and answer any questions that the board may have or have any discussion for, you know, right now. And then we're happy to provide that draft, and it's something that we can certainly work on additionally in the work session.
Mr. Chair, I'd suggest we direct staff to take a first cut at what should stay, what should go, and maybe, you know, crosshatch the ones that should go or something. I mean, leave them, but so we can tell which ones are which.
Yeah, if you could do it so you could, it's still there, but you're recommending the changes on it so we can see it.
Absolutely.
Anything else? Anything else more on this, Sarah?
I just want to make sure if you have any questions or anything that I answer them, and I'll certainly bring a first draft back. And the consensus is you would like to work on this during the work session.
Right. I mean, obviously your salary and benefits are cut lower than all your travel facilities, everything probably, huh? Well, I don't remember what our total budget was for 18.
Right, we'll update all of the numbers with the 2018 budget information.
I'd like to have you do it. I think Doug suggested to have the old figures in there, and then so we can see the new ones. Go ahead, Smith.
I'm just wondering, like, what or if anything you need from the board to make this a really quick and successful thing, because it's got to be done by May for our good governance. So.
Yeah, I think acknowledgement that a lot of what is going to be included in that plan is really sort of just what we have going at the time in terms of our contractual deliverables, which is really what's going to be in here. So there's not a lot of wiggle room or flexibility. I mean, this is all, you know, based on our 5-year strategic plan, we find funding to fund those priorities in there. And so that's sort of the overarching guiding document. And then this is what we have that we're tackling out of that chunk for this year. So without a lot of discretionary funding, this is really gonna be where the approved annual budget marries with the strategic plan deliverables that it funded. So it's sort of putting it in another format to look at, so.
I just wanna make sure that you have enough support from us, because I know that you're understaffed, and I don't want us to give you some things that are going to take away from the grant deliverables that you need to fulfill while working on this simultaneously. So,
thank you.
I think multiple looks at it. So if we get a work session, we can get some eyeballs on it then. And okay. Anything else? We're going to move on. Executive director through the plan.
In your packet, you will see the existing executive director's position description. As we've talked about and discussed in several meetings now, our funding for the 2018 year to replace an executive director it is non-existent at this point. So things that we can do to be proactive now are taking a look at this position description and identifying, you know, what the board would like to see in that role for the permanent executive director. And then based on our funding, developing a recruitment plan of how the board would like to go about advertising that. I think it was suggested at a prior meeting, or maybe via email, a subcommittee formed to do that. So in terms of funding, anticipating that we will move forward with our process of approval for rates and charges, that would provide the necessary funding to fund an executive director's position. And that's how it's been traditionally funded in the past, unless there's alternative approaches.
Is there a possibility of an alternate approach?
Not that I'm aware of. There's not grant funding available other than a small amount of operational funding that comes from the commission that already is covering core responsibilities, administrative responsibilities. So grants are typically program and project oriented, so they pay for the deliverables and the projects associated, so implementing things or providing workshops, you know, providing technical assistance. Organizational management is not typically, they provide some overhead offset, which goes into that fund, but there's a pretty extensive gap at this point in this calendar year.
Is that how are we paying you to be an acting executive director now?
Yeah, there's a small amount of residual funding. So I am, you know, as you know, not at the executive director's rate. I'm at my specialist rate, and there's a small amount of residual funding from our prior assessment that's paying me to do organizational and operational management.
Public comment? Paul, anything to say?
The process at this point is, I mean, it sounds like you're at the point of looking this through and deciding what you'd like and what you don't. I mean, it's the first step no matter what. Have you got a different plan? I do this way with the packet.
Yeah.
The one dated May 2014, that was the operating one for your last executive director. So,
yeah.
So there's a little bit of visioning and reassessment of what you think roles and responsibilities of executive director should be, or what you would want to see differently from the experience you've had since this was written.
I concur with what Paul just said, even though you're not yet a board member, so don't push it.
He was called on, so.
Yes.
Since I wrote this, why don't y'all give me any comments? This is the policy, executive director position description for May 14th.
You wrote this one in 14th?
Yeah. Because I think what Paul said about, you know, okay, things have changed now. What do we need to do differently under the current circumstances, and how could we best fit that now?
Sarah, could you email out a working copy of this that we can edit it and get you comments?
And because it's items. May 27th or March 27th now, by mid-April.
You're not
going to
get it.
No, from you. But anyway.
But realistically, we don't have the funds to do this anyway.
Well, we can work on the position description.
Yeah, and we can pick and choose once we get, okay, what is it we're looking for? And then, okay, well, we don't have enough money to pay for that, so we'll strike that, go down through it. And please, guys, you know, look at it and get me comments. Don't come in.
Yeah.
She's not going to be here. Mm-hmm. And can you get this to Linda as well? Mm-hmm. So we don't come in and have to discuss it at the meeting, you know, what's on it, what should be on it, what's not. So I can have a cross-through, strike-through, underline version ready for us, probably prior to that. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, what was the deadline that you wanted feedback on?
Tomorrow.
This?
Well, morning. Close of business today, it would be great.
All three of us got it.
How about we call it the 20th? It's the 15th of Sunday.
Of April?
Yes.
Just a friendly thought too, since there is not funding, I'm not sure what the board's timeline is for wanting to advertise and recruit, and you know, the duration of recruitment and when you're anticipating bringing on a new individual. You may have more flexible time to put more thought into this.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Paul, and then
just a thought. Are there and this is kind of a reflection on having been to a couple of meetings now, is there a board, a supervisor's roles and responsibility document? Because I'm just thinking to line, because I hear a lot of discussion about what the supervisors do and what the executive director do, to lay them down next to each other and just be, you know, does that help you see like the board of the whole, the role of the board and the role of the executive director? I mean, do they complement each other in terms of your vision of how the two interact?
Well, we did the supervisors not too long ago, but this will be the first time that I've participated in the executive director. So go ahead, Joe.
Just two cents. You've got the time. I think the idea of a national search for this position, you've got the time to do it. Realistically, national search, you're 5 or 6 months to do. I don't see this being a hired position until January 1 next year.
I don't think we'll have money, or the district will have money until at least June or April or June of 2019 because of funding and rates and charges and or assessments, depending on which way the board goes forward. Yeah, it's definitely, like, we won't have money January 1.
Well, same thing, though. Still, you've got the time to do the national recruitment on this. You may as well spend the time and get a top-notch quality candidate.
I mean, that being said, we should also spend the time to make sure we have a really concise description of what type of person we want in the position as well.
Part of recruiting.
Okay, so we have a plan. Anything else? Okay, onward. Resource specialist recruitment plan. I hired James back.
It was requested that we add this to the agenda. So I've mentioned a few times in prior board meetings, and I believe it's also included in, if not this month's acting director report. It was my prior one we've worked with other conservation districts in the area for certified planners to provide those expertise where we have need to fulfill immediate deliverables and need those certifications in particular. So staff has gone through the current workload and deliverables that we have on hand at this moment and prioritized what is immediate need and what they can work on at this moment, things that we'll need to contract, and things that we can work on, you know, funding that we have for a period of time where we can use that to hire a new resource specialist. So I'm...
Can you share that with the board?
Share...
What you just said, that you went through and found priorities, and that's kind of like the action plan that I'm asking for, you know, in the staffing plan.
Because all of the tasks that...
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm asking for, staffing plan. How are you going to plan on staffing this and that? It sounds like you're doing it. I'm just like, you know...
Yeah, I think what might also be helpful is if you and I sit down and have a more in-depth conversation about... So I can help share and provide discussion. I'm not sure that providing standalone documents without discussion would be helpful. So I think it might be a good thing to sit down and have a conversation about it. Then I can really understand all of the different things that you're looking for, and then I can... better provide that to you.
Okay.
Therefore, we've identified areas we can contract. The thought is to move forward with a contractual agreement with another conservation district for a certified planner to do some of those immediate deliverables, evaluate around June when our mid-year budget revision is, assess what funding we have available to put towards recruitment for a permanent resource specialist to fill the vacancy that we have, and then put forth a recruitment process for a candidate.
So, question, if we need to do a farm plan, mm-hmm. and we don't have a certified
planner on staff. If you bring someone in, is there someone in our staff now that could assist them to help speed that process up for them?
Yep, so that's how that works with individuals that are not certified, but they're trained in writing conservation plans, is that they are able to write conservation plans as long as they're approved and stamped by a certified planner. And so that's how we've operated in our district, and we've also, other districts have that don't have certified planners on staff, that you contract with districts that do to provide that review and certification. And so that's part of our contract agreement with other planners. In addition, the Livestock TA award that was just approved by the Board of Supervisors includes a training component that will pay for our existing resource technician to go through the certification training this year.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, any more discussion? Rates and charges update with Sarah Moorhead.
Yeah. I've also sent out a couple of communications to the board about this, and I've included a couple of things in your packet here. One is an updated timeline that's been revised to meet where we're at currently. It's the same timeline that was approved by the Board of Supervisors earlier this year. Originally, it had on there that the board and the AED would set and schedule a date for a public hearing for rates and charges to take place on or before the April board meeting, or not on, but before the April board meeting, so that consideration for approval of rates and charges could happen at that meeting. I've shifted that back a little bit to give us some more time to select a date, as well as make sure that we are following statute in terms of our public notification requirements. So that's one of the things that I wanted to connect with the board about. I sent out a doodle poll to schedule that public hearing. While it's not a requirement that we have a quorum of supervisors present at that hearing, it's a requirement that we do have a quorum of supervisors, obviously, present at a meeting where this is considered for approval. The board will have to discuss and designate somebody to administer that public hearing. It can be staff. It can be a supervisor. It's up to you guys. I received some feedback on the doodle poll here. Linda's also participated. That's an update. I just need availability of the full board if you would like to, or I was just saying Linda's the additional that's filled this out since the board packet went out. I just need your availability if other board members would like to participate in this public hearing, or guidance to go ahead and schedule with the availability that we've received so far.
So this public hearing then will then qualify us to then go to the county, correct?
Yeah, so the process moving forward in this timeline that's in your packet is we need to establish a public hearing date. We need to follow very specific public notice requirements about the public hearing date. We will administer this public hearing, hear comments from the public. After that, the board will consider taking action on resolutions to adopt rates and charges and adopt an appeals process. After that, if those are both approved by the Board of Supervisors, that is sent over with an ordinance and the tax roll information to Thurston County. We'll provide a briefing to the county commissioners. It's been almost a year or at least 9 months since we've talked to them about this. So we'll talk to them about rates and charges and get up to speed and on the same page. And then they will host a public hearing of their own for the public to come in. They have a very specific public notice requirement as well. Then they will consider at a subsequent meeting whether or not to approve this. I've been in conversation with the county manager over there, Ramiro Chavez, He suggested that we continue dialogue with the county commissioners along the way. He threw out April 13th as a potential briefing date and invited or requested that this be a meeting if the Board of Supervisors is able to make it between the supervisors and the commissioners and, you know, our key staff at the district that work on this, so that we can start to answer and address any questions that they have about this.
Wouldn't we want to have our public meeting first?
We do.
Public hearing?
Yeah.
I think it's just what Sarah is suggesting is having the conversation with the commissioners. It's just keeping that conversation on.
Right.
Since we haven't talked about it.
If we've done our public meeting part, then that requirement is met. And I'm thinking at that meeting, it would be advisable for as many board members as possible to be there, because this is for the public to come and ask questions.
Absolutely. I agree. I would hope that all supervisors would be able to attend and would be interested in attending.
April 13th?
No, at the public hearing. So we're sort of collapsing two pieces, the statutory requirements, which are for us to hold a public hearing and then a vote, and then the county to hold a public hearing and then a vote. However, the county has requested that we keep in conversation with them about this process and has proposed April 13th as a meeting time so that we can just have discussion between our entities about our intent to move forward, so that the commissioners are able to ask questions up front and they are provided with information along the way rather than at the culmination when there's not as much time.
Basically, it probably goes through the timeline that we've given this.
Exactly.
Or modified and say, here's where we think there may be a bump here, and this is how we did it last time. It worked pretty well.
And I think they would just like to know what the intent is, right?
I do have a question. FCS collected a lot of data. Mm-hmm. Is that data from last year going to be good for this year?
Yes. Yeah.
Know that for sure.
Yeah. I'll follow up. But, yeah, because it's the classifications of all of the land use types, mm-hmm. with the rates and charges that we set is a mechanism that shouldn't change that algorithm. When they plug that into the computer, it puts it on the current year's tax roll. And then it gets into data talk that I'm not even...
You said enough. Thanks.
Yeah.
I just had on there rates and charges and timeline for what happened on the last one, and then I saw one of the our last meeting that we said that we were going to put it on social media, that we were going to announce that we were going to have what happened there. So did we put it on social media?
No. I sent out a couple of correspondence via email regarding the development of a position statement. I'm not sure if you saw those. I can provide those to you again. I just wanted to make sure before we are posting something that we are all in agreement about that information before we're sharing that.
Well, we initially agreed we were going to post the fact that we were.
Right.
There.
Yeah, and then some events transpired after that that I just wanted to connect with the board again to make sure that was still the direction. So that's why I sent those communications in the interim, and which haven't I haven't received much feedback. Yeah. If that's still the intent, I'm more than happy to do that.
I would say so. That was the original intent. Yeah, to get a notice that we're. Address that.
So we had several citizens ask, you know, why we hadn't addressed as a board and the district itself, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A lot of, you know, misinformation that was out there, so.
Absolutely. I mean, this is certainly something that I get questions about pretty frequently as well, and I would love to do that. Again, I'm glad that we're able to reaffirm the folks that are here today that is still the direction. Again, additional events happened after that direction was given, that I just wanted to continue to clarify that was still the direction of the board, so.
Additional things happen?
The article in the paper, so.
No, I don't understand why that would change anything that way.
Perhaps that's, go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead, sorry.
Okay, well, yeah, let's go forward with a timeline on post on social media and the website that we're going to come up with a rates and charges timeline of what happened and why it didn't happen.
So really quick, we have the timeline, but I think that one thing that will help Sarah succeed in doing this is if we can actually all get on the same page to when we want to do the public hearing for TCD.
Are we jumping something else?
No, this is the same topic. This is
what happened, and now you're going into forward.
We kind of have to have a timeline of going forward if we're going to explain what happened in the past. Like, you can't just say, oh, we're sorry. We have to have a plan of this is what's changing going forward so we don't look like non-intelligent people going forward. So we have to have this laid out and in a good position in order to say, oh, look, we made these mistakes. This is what happened in the past. This is how we're correcting it. We have a hearing set for this date. Here's our timeline after that. Like, we have to make some commitments in order to make up for the mishaps that we've had in the past.
Okay, well, I'll agree to that, but the first step is to post that we are working on a timeline of what happened, because we already discussed that. And it was said that we were going to put something on our website and in social media that the district will be explaining why it didn't happen.
Well, and what I'm saying is to that, the district saying that we're going to be doing something, we need to say we will be explaining, you know, giving XYZ reasons why this didn't happen. However, our public hearing for rates and charges is on this day. We need to have something that's progressive
to
the public.
You don't want to post that we're coming up with what happened until you haven't figured out how you're going forward, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, you have to have a solution. We can't just say, oh, I'm sorry, and not have a solution of how to fix that.
First question that's going to come up is, okay, so you screwed up. What are you doing about it?
Yeah, so, I mean, we have to have some sort of action plan set up to say, okay, yes, we're really sorry about this. However, going forward, like, we can't continue to dwell on the past. We have to have something to fix it.
Sorry. Do you feel comfortable selecting a date for a public hearing now? If that's the case, then we can craft that statement that accomplishes both of those.
Well, I don't have Linda's information in front of me. Do you?
Yeah, it was May 10th that she was available that coincided with the other two, and I believe May 1st. And I can verify that while you guys are looking at your...
We're going to miss the parade.
The Russian distance?
We missed Mayday parade. We do. I think I have something going on May 10th, but I'm not sure. No. You need three supervisors during the public meeting, or you don't need it?
No.
You don't need any supervisors.
It's a hearing.
You just need to have a hearing, mm-hmm. And then the next day or whenever, next meeting, we can.
Yeah.
So I don't think you need, I think you can just go ahead and schedule it.
Well, I want it to be sensitive to the desires
right.
of the supervisors that
sure,
may or
sure.
may not want to participate.
We always appreciate that when you're sensitive to our needs.
I'm getting questions, I'm sure.
What
other colleagues are going to have questions too?
Thanks. I want to hear.
Okay.
But we need to hurry up and make a decision because things
yes,
change and the longer we wait.
Would this be a hearing in the evening?
Yes.
Good.
That was my
People
recommendation.
Like
yeah, I noticed that.
Okay, so are you suggesting May 10th? Because that's.
Yeah.
Huh?
That works for me.
What did Linda say?
The 10th and I believe May 1st were the two available times that
the
also.
First and
what
the
problem with
May
1st is it's like all the city councils meet on Tuesdays. Thursday's better, for what it's worth.
I think it's also not a bad time to give that additional week for more public notice. I mean, if that's the date. I'm hearing, Eric, you say that the date can be scheduled
I think it can be scheduled whether I can be there or not.
Okay.
I mean, I can vote for it the next time we get together or against it.
And review.
The minute public comment.
Information.
Right.
Richard, how about you? Are you okay moving forward with scheduling a date for May 10th?
Sure.
Do you plan to attend?
Work for you.
Okay. And then is the board in agreement then that the this would be up for consideration on the May board meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
How about you, Doug?
Yep.
How about you, Richard?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I think that's really great. That's a good plan we have moving forward. We can include that in our public comment. We can include that in correspondence with Thurston County, and I'd love to circle back around about their invitation to sit down and have some dialogue.
I'd suggest tomorrow calling Mr. Chavez and say this is what we're thinking.
Yep.
Is there any big county thing going on that day?
Oh, that's a great idea.
So you want to tentatively set it, and then that'll give me a chance to look at my calendar too, and then you can talk to the county, and then I can just touch base with everybody.
Sure.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get that timeline posting of on your social media, like we discussed last night.
That's May 10th, the public meeting in the evening.
Correct.
Public hearing.
Public hearing. Not meeting, here. And then how do we want to facilitate that? Doug, do you want to take the show on that and you can be the mediator or?
No, I think Sarah should.
Okay.
She's knows more about the process than I do, particularly the updates.
Okay.
And can we? She's the face of the district to the county.
Can we adjust schedules to allow time for that meeting so we're not in comp time land or? Maybe you want the morning off so you can work at night or something? Would that work?
I am more than happy to manage my schedule appropriately to not incur comp time that week.
Okay, that'd be great. Don't come to me.
I will definitely not.
Anything else?
You. Thank you.
Welcome.
Anything else?
Okay, onward, moving on.
Okay. Review of TC Governance Action Plan. Okay, so let me pull that up.
For those of us not in the loop, what is that?
What's that?
For those of us not in the loop, what is that?
I've got two copies.
Now this one. Stu, would you like to verse the public on what that is?
Is this your response to the letter? Okay, yeah. So there was a letter last fall, I think it was, that Shauna Joy, the regional manager from the commission that's normally here, wrote to the district saying these are things you need to take care of. And so this is the board responding to that letter.
Is that letter public?
Yeah.
Where is it? Is it online?
It's online. Sarah can provide it for you too. Okay. Send her an email. Okay, well, what's it say here? Review of Governance Action Plan. I contacted Michelle Folsom. I asked her to come in and have another meeting with us, and I will tell you her response here as soon as I pull it up. She says, "Hi, Eric. I think you need to talk to Cheryl about my participating in another board meeting. I mentioned it to her, but I'm not comfortable being in the middle of the coverage issue, and who will pay?" That's where I'm at on, we're supposed to get in contact with her, and we played phone tag and some issues, but that was the response.
Sorry, which number is this?
On this piece of paper?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll pick one before I call.
I mean,
Five?
It was 5A. And the board chair was responsible.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to ask the other supervisors if they understood Michelle's response to you.
That's the first I heard of it, so.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Right. So the first you heard of the response?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first I pronounced it.
Yeah.
Right. She sent it to me Sunday night.
Right, I just meant the content of that response. Her response was ask Cheryl for additional direction because she's not sure about the coverage gaps and who would pay for it. I just want to make sure that that makes sense, and if that doesn't, I'm happy to provide context.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Cheryl Brandt is their main HR officer at Indoris Washington, somebody who I think that we've worked with in the past, and so we work with her directly when we are working with the risk pool. Indoris Washington is the risk pool that we participate in that provides insurance coverage for the district. This was the Cheryl had provided some information or correspondence at some point, or potentially it was Michelle about coverage, our insurance coverage, and actions and liabilities that are covered under that coverage, and things that are not covered under that coverage. And so I think what I'm inferring from Michelle's response is that she would like some follow-up with Cheryl to see if the items in this to be addressed here are within the scope of their coverage or not.
Okay. I think I had talked to her about possibly coming to the April or May meeting. In our discussion, so that we had at least one supervisor coming in. So that would give them some background.
Would you like any support from me in following up with Cheryl?
Sure. Yeah, that would be great.
Who's
Cheryl?
Cheryl is with Indoris.
And Michelle's with Indoris too?
No, Michelle's unemployment.
Michelle Brandt is the chief risk officer for Indoris, who's the risk insurer for all conservation districts and other small local governments. Mm-hmm. And then Michelle Fossum is a private attorney that's contracted by Indoris to help.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
So I'm confused. Maybe you can help me understand this a little bit. So is it that Indoris isn't covering this, or is this Indoris may not be covering this portion of us? Or is Indoris dropping TCD from insurance?
I think this is protocol by Michelle to say, before I engage, call Michelle.
Or call Cheryl.
Call Cheryl.
Okay.
That's the protocol here.
Yeah, absolutely. And Cheryl has certainly shared there are certain things that they do cover, that they do insure liability over, and certain things that they don't. And that's not part of our coverage, and so ensuring that what we're seeking from them is part of our coverage.
Is this like errors and omissions and that kind of thing?
Yep. Okay. Every board has a blanket policy.
Got it.
So there's been some associate supervisor controversy, but the associate supervisors, they're not upheld to the schedule at all.
I think that we should finish this before. Because not all the board supervisors signed this. So I think that we should probably finish going over what we need to go over on this.
Okay.
And before we get on to that next topic, because it's later.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Just to clarify, I did sign this thing, comment, the copies that are out there probably don't have my name on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on your own.
And then I signed it on January 30th or something like that with substantial substantive comments, which aren't part of this particular document, but that were things I thought should be addressed as well.
So I don't know if this is open forum right now or what,
sure.
But I have some concerns because, like, we don't have a code of conduct policy.
Right.
And we have until Friday to sign that, but we don't have that.
That's the whole board who's responsible for that.
I understand that. I'm not calling anyone out. I'm just making statements right now. So there's a lot of things that we haven't done. So I'm concerned at where that puts us. And Stu, maybe you can help me understand this, like where that puts us with the fact that we've drafted a governance action plan, but we're failing to actually fulfill it.
I don't know where that puts you.
Okay.
I'd be way out of line to even speculate.
Ron was going to look at this and see if it was enough to, you know. Did you have a question?
Well, there's this district resolution efforts that's blank, and it seems like...
Which one's that?
It's the third column.
Okay.
One in the middle. It seems it'd be helpful. I like spreadsheets, and most filling things in. To actually kind of go, okay, like, what needs to be done?
Okay, so the...
Number one is code of conduct needs to be adopted. You know, I mean, it's like, what is the
next... So we haven't even created it yet.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why we're still in that empty.
What has been done, or what's the next step? You know, could be.
That's basically a lot of things I commented on.
Are you meeting it? Like, I just was interested in the one number seven. I think is about agendas. If that's working, you know, if it's working, you can document. Yes, we're doing it.
So number two, adopt organization-wide code of conduct. Signed by TCD board and staff. That still needs to happen too, correct?
Yeah, I just wanted to announce, just for clarity, because I verified this with Shauna, that third column is to track when accomplishments have been made in those sections.
Okay, well, let's put down that we all have a hard copy book of Board of Supervisors manual policies and procedures, and you did that at least two meetings ago. So let's note that on our copy.
Yeah, you know, maybe needed. If that's what's accomplished, then something is like the next step, just so you're tracking what needs to be done next. That just helps keep things moving.
Next one item to the handbook per meeting. Did you read a policy on the last one?
Yeah, I think I started taking notes on here.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
You got secret notes up here.
Mr. Chair, go ahead. Suggestion that we put this as an item on our agenda for a while so we can update it and keep it moving.
Okay.
And then we get it done before May, so Sarah. Samantha has to suffer with this.
It's fine. I don't think it'll happen.
No, I don't.
I mean, we can't even accomplish some of these things that were supposed to be done by the end of this month. So, I mean.
Well, if we just kept a running score as we go along. Heather, can I get that piece of paper I gave you earlier back? I had my notes on it. I had some other notes too.
Oh.
Sorry to surprise you.
No, that's fine.
There it is.
Yeah, there's a short timeline on all this stuff. Looking at it now.
Can you do more meetings and get through it?
Well, that's what I always recommend, but you have to have everybody else willing to do that. I'd like to do two meetings a month for 3 hours, you know, and knock some of this stuff out.
But that was the problem, is we were doing two meetings a month and we're still going for 6 to 7 hours at each meeting.
found about six or seven. We did three or four. Four, yeah, I wouldn't say six or seven. You have to go back and look. Anything else, Doug? Any more comments?
Nope.
Richard? Sarah?
Do you have any direction for staff related to this?
Did you get code of conduct from
our staff? Is that a...
That's kind of a weak wave of my hand.
Is that a weak wave, first of all?
Can you get codes of conduct from other cities? Other examples?
Shauna sent out an example in, I think, December, maybe.
So it was easier to plagiarize than
to finish. Yeah,
send it out to all of us.
It was with her board meeting recap summary. I'm more than happy to send it back out again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did the board create the actions to resolve called to? The board created those items?
Yes.
And item two, co-create and adapt organization-wide code of conduct signed by PCD board and staff.
Well,
yes.
Hold everything. Okay, the board did that. Okay.
Board again.
In the January 30th meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, full disclosure there, I wasn't at that meeting.
I had my secretary when I was on the board once take me to task constantly about my agenda and the minutes because she used my agenda to roll her minutes according to Robert's rules.
Yeah.
And if I did the agenda wrong, I heard about it.
We've talked about that a couple times.
Yeah.
Just using the agenda as
it's key to being able to get good minutes that you can actually get through and read in less than 20 minutes and understand.
Okay, well, we can check one thing off the list, two things off the list, and that's it?
More than that.
Huh?
If you go through it, there's more than that. 3A, you all got your policy and procedure manuals in front of you.
Yeah, I said that already.
Reading verbatim, but you're going through the handbook.
Yeah, that was the intent.
It prioritizes things that need to be updated.
He's
covered in the three.
Does anybody want to manipulate any of these timelines or?
Three is, I understand that it's done, but that timeline was just at regular board meetings. So we're doing that. It doesn't need to. Number eight, we've gone to abbreviated minutes with the audio recording backup, so we've completed eight.
Oh, and look, Samantha was in charge of that one. Good job, Samantha.
Didn't do anything, it was the staff.
Is the agenda getting out by number seven schedule?
We have to look at that. It's always tight. It's always
a lot closer.
Though. Yeah, it's better. I don't know if it's exact. It's better though.
It's been closer. Especially given the count in the days and weekends and holidays.
There was a holiday that screwed us up too.
But there, it's been better for sure.
Chair will finalize the draft agenda on 8 days before meeting. Yeah, that's pretty close, but let's see.
I would say it's at least five or six. I mean, it's pretty.
That's more than that, Sarah. Well, I guess if I count the weekend, if you don't count the weekend, then,
I was just counting business days because that's when I'm here.
Okay.
And the assumption of that, I've been using this to get stuff to you a couple weeks ahead of time.
Well, the further out, the better. My intent was to try to have it the Friday before March, my intent was to have it on the 16th, but that always seems to be pretty far out. It's not really until the 19th, and then
Sarah and I have to get together. I'm using March. And Sarah and I have to get together, or at least over the phone or whatever, to try to come in. And so that's by the 20th. So then she can get it out by 2 days, Sarah, Thursday. I mean, I definitely got my packet on earlier this time instead of giving it on Sunday, so.
Right.
I mean, it's better, I think. Okay, any more discussion on it? Any changes? We'll move on, we're good. Reflection on March WSCC tour. So that's a positive sound.
Good dinner. Yeah.
That was good. So on that, so we get reimbursed from the commission on that? Is that what that? Or we pay that? Or what's happens on those bills?
For what specifically?
Food.
Yeah, so all of the participants pay their own fee for meals, so that's how that's covered.
So if we didn't make enough money, then
the district covered your meals, yes.
Well, I'm just mean if their participation was $2,000 and the bill was $3,000, then the district would eat $1,000.
No, we worked with the chef that was there to only bill us for the attendee count.
Great.
So she was really wonderful. She volunteered her time. She didn't charge us for that. She just charged us for the cost of food.
Okay.
Per person. So we charged per diem for Thurston County because that's the acceptable rate to charge for most of these are government entity representatives.
Okay.
So each participant paid their own fee for meals, and then the commission pays for like the bus rentals, the meeting room rental that we met in, you know, at the thank you. Right. And I believe they're also reimbursing the Grange as well. So that's something that we have a great working relationship with them too, and that's also something that we can build to our commission grant if that's not a fee that.
Anything else that we can do better?
Go ahead, Doug. I think we should chin up a certificate of appreciation and signed by all the board members and yourself for the cook.
Sure.
The Grange, I'll do a certificate of appreciation because they're so awesome.
You,
to
you
the
said
cook.
No, to the chef. The chef that the donated, chef. That volunteered time.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. Suggestion maybe the property owners as well for hosting.
Yeah,
they got big grants, but.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You could probably just
cost $1
put a letter together.
We've already sent them out thank you cards as well. Nora is, most of you know by now, an artist, and so she hand painted some like a thank you card template and then photocopied it, so they got a really nice thank you.
I want to say on the first stop that we went to, I was surprised on how, if you looked at the ground on the projects that were done by TCD, you know, there wasn't a lot of mud and it wasn't disturbed very well. And then you looked on the other side of the fence and it was a mud hole and I a lot less horses over there too. So I was surprised, you know, on the work that we did, how well. Good job again. So.
When they're talking about, this is a good example to bring the community in, I was kind of going, do you think I get the neighbor in?
It's, and so a couple of thoughts on that. It's that was a great example site of really the power of voluntary conservation between our in-house expertise and a really excited and motivated landowner to implement that. And so together we were really able to accomplish a lot on the ground. And so I agree that was a really beautiful representation. That particular landowner is really interested in engaging her neighbors and surrounding community and providing information about our district and our programs and resources. She's going to host an informational meeting for her community, like for her immediate neighborhood at her house, which is something that we do a lot of as well, is come and present for neighborhoods or sort of, you know, smaller communities in rural areas that aren't defined by neighborhood. And so,
you know, like signs or something, but like funded by the Tourism Conservation District, you know, like contractors put up their signs when they do the
work. Well, that we that was the intent when we had some funded, what's the description? There was an intent to do that, but that money has been reallocated to rent, if you know.
Man, just my reflection, just being from new to this business, is just that I really liked that you had some small projects and you had some big farms, which gave me more of a flavor for what I know about this county, which is you've got different scales of agriculture across the county. You have the small 3 and 5 acre lot kind of things going on, and you've got in the South County bigger farms. I thought it was a nice mix. I kind of appreciate it.
Thank you.
It would have been nice to see the culvert out at the, I can't say the name, you know, mm-hmm. The culvert was a, because we'd been there the year before, and it would have been nice to see the...
They haven't, they're in the engineering and planning stage. Oh, yeah. They haven't been there.
Right. Yeah. Next year.
Is that the one that's the scooper truck?
No, it's off of McLean.
Oh, okay.
That was one we didn't get out of the bus on, but it was on the left.
I wasn't there.
Oh, you wasn't there. You missed the bus.
The original intent moving forward was to have that be a tour stop as well, and you know, things come up and we adapt and move forward. So we didn't get out of the bus on that one.
Maybe we can go to a dairy next year, large storage facility or something.
I might know of somebody in South County that has one.
Yeah. See what concrete and steel can do.
So I would just love to share that we had an overwhelmingly positive response from all of the attendees. We got a lot of congratulations. I would love to, you know, extend my appreciation for all of our staff that are so intelligent and do such great work and put such great programs on the ground in partnership with our landowners. And you know, I echo what a lot of the feedback was of the day, which is that our staff was really professional, intelligent, energetic, enthusiastic, and passionate about the work that they do. And so I'm really grateful for them and participating in that and our landowner participation as well in hosting the diversity of stops. It was a great day, I think, as well. And we got a lot of great feedback. And I will go ahead and mention that somebody did say this is one of the best commission tours hosted by a district that they'd ever been on. So it was a great day. It kind of reminds you, you know, why we're here and why we do what we do.
All right. Thank you. 12, Citizens Committee. Did you want to talk about that one?
No, Citizens left.
Yeah, I know, but show you their commitment level.
Yeah, right. Keeping Indy, I have to bring it up.
Okay.
We're attempting to start a Thurston Conservation District Citizens Advisory Committee.
Richard, I'd just like to clarify when you say we, who you're talking about, because I haven't heard this. I've heard about this.
Well, it's new. That's why I bring it up.
Well, that's why I'm just asking for clarification on when you say we, who you're referring to.
Well, I guess I'm me.
Okay.
And with the chair's approval. Let's see if this is something that we could initiate to help our district engage more of the community. So if there's any citizens left would like to participate in that, they can leave us their contact information and we'll work on it the next meeting.
Maybe get a motion and an approval by the whole board to go over that too would be a good idea.
Sure.
And talk about it, think about it till the next meeting.
Go ahead.
I put that on social media on the website ASAP. Mm-hmm.
I just want to know what the Citizens Advisory Committee would function as, like what their goal would be, and what.
Well, we've had.
Because, like, I'm on a solid waste advisory committee, and I know what I do, but what would a TCD Citizens Advisory Committee do?
Well, kind of Doug had the same thing last year. There was a couple board, two board meetings, I think, that he kind of was down that same path, and then Richard's kind of, with all this public input now, had the same kind of thought.
I like the idea, but I don't think the timing's right now. Mm-hmm. We have such fiscal problems and annual plan problems and action plan problems and rates and charges problems. We need to focus on that. But let's certainly keep that advisory committee in the back of our minds. I just think the time isn't good right yet.
Okay.
Perhaps since there are other supervisors that this is the first time they're hearing about this idea moving forward, maybe something that we can do is have more discussion about what the expectations of citizens that participate in that advisory committee would be, so some sort of parameters around participating in that and what function that would serve. I think Doug's brought this up in the past, but I would also offer that Pierce Conservation District has an advisory committee that's engaged and well-functioning, and perhaps maybe a presentation by either Ryan Mello, their executive director, or Jeanette Dorner, their chair, might be helpful in our discussion, and I can see if they would be interested in participating in the next meeting. But something to offer maybe an example of how things are working and some perspective directly from them rather than something on paper to read and what they see in terms of values, if that.
Go ahead, Steve.
So this, it can be really helpful, and I'm going to contest by my friend Doug about the timing of this. The King Conservation District put together this huge advisory committee that essentially saved their bacon. They ended up with rates and charges. There was a lot of municipalities that didn't know what they did. And so there's a lot of misunderstanding about the district and what they did. And it was an 18-month process. It was painful, facilitated, a lot of pretty expensive. But they got through it, and they ended up with a pretty solid relationship now with all the municipalities and the county, and an understanding what the district does, plus $6 million a year in assessment and rates and charges. So it's helped them. And so the big assessment districts, Snohomish, King, and Pierce, all have advisory committees now based on that experience that the King CD had. So
yeah, I think it would be beneficial to have, you know, Pierce CD come out and just give us like a quick talk about what their experience is, but then that way we can maybe model after that instead of having to reinvent the wheel.
Sure.
And like have a basis to function under.
And these are some of the questions I've been hearing out in the community. I mean, a lot of questions that people ask me about stuff. They say, do you guys have an advisory committee? I said, no. Well, why not? You know, so, and engaging a lot of the public that's been here over the last several months, those are some of the questions that they have been asking also. And I think a lot of them would be interested in being on something like that to help us.
No, and I don't disagree with you at all. I just think it would be nice to have like a presentation of, you know, someone locally, you know, Pierce CD is right next to us, of them doing it successfully. So why not get them out here to say, this is what our experience has been. This is how it's really helped us. Here's this really cool guideline or, you know, something that you guys can steal from us and make your own.
Just another tool to move us forward, help move us forward.
Going this way.
I think it's a great idea. I would love to, if I have the board's blessing, to invite individuals from Pierce to come to the next meeting if they're available to present or a future meeting if that's desired, and share and have some discussion about that, whatever timing that the board feels is appropriate. So if not the next meeting, a future meeting. I think that will be helpful for us to have on our end what our like procedure is for creating an advisory committee, you know, the establishment procedures, what the expectations are, you know, if there's changes to the advisory committee, just to sort of have that framework established before.
And how people get onto it, because I know like when I, like the SWAC that I'm on, I think it's a 2-year term, and I actually submitted like a resume.
We could use it like the associates as an entree. See if they liked us and we liked them, with, you know, as a proving ground.
Yeah, that's a really good comment, Doug, because we need to be recruiting, you know, bringing people up, maybe from the committee to the associate supervisors, so we have other people to fill in.
Yeah, we need to have people that understand what's going on and you know, try to resolve stuff and not create more, you know, tension and distress.
Yeah, I was just going to, I mean, I know the P of E had talked about that when I was on the board, in that the challenge is there is a cost. it takes staff time to set up the meetings.
Yeah.
You're going to want to, like, I don't know, there may be a budget for expenses or refreshments or something. So, I mean, it's something to think through. And I think, like a charter, you may want to, like, create a charter that kind of says, kind of gets at what Samantha's saying, is like, you know, what do they do? What's their purpose? I mean, you have the expectations of the committee, too, like, for the members to know what their purpose is and not think they're doing more than they really are. You know, like, they can start passing things.
Isn't that, would that be something that we could do in our shellfish fund stuff? No? There's money in the shellfish fund?
To organize.
Facilitate some of these, organize and facilitate some of these meetings?
Not a public meeting.
That's not a...
Not a citizens advisory committee.
Sure, no.
I think that this is a separate process that you're looking at doing rather than something associated to carrying out deliverables in the Shellfish Protection District.
The idea of collecting information is great. I mean, Pierce come in. Is Pierce doing, didn't Pierce also get mentioned as through the conservation easement stuff? That have them come in and talk to you about conservation easements?
Yeah,
can you probably get them to talk to you about both?
Yeah, they've supplied a lot of foundational work that they've done for the RCPP, and a lot of the model and approach that I'm sharing is based off of the Pierce model.
Okay, any more quick questions? So I'd like to move on.
There's going to be grant money available for what? That, just this kind of thing. We're trying to set up a citizens advisory committee to improve the function of a board that has been accused of being dysfunctional. If you reach out, is there not a grant somewhere to bring an appropriate person in to mediate and work with developing?
Can we put Tony on that?
Pardon me?
Can we put Tony on that?
words. One of them's no.
Okay, so.
Not a grant writer, that's
right. Right, well, our grant writer is limited right now, is what the staff's telling us, that they don't have funds to write grants over what they already have allocated, I guess. So, is that, did I say that correctly? Okay, as long as I said it correctly. Okay, so I'm going to move on to 13, the executive session. What was everybody thinking on who's going to be in the room?
I think it's Amy and Sarah. And I think maybe we should evolve. I mean.
Yeah, I was going to request that I would be willing to be there just to observe. I'll keep my mouth shut. And, of course, it would be totally confidential. I wouldn't take anything out of it.
Right. I don't.
But it's up to you and the staff. I mean, it should be a consensus.
We can have whoever we want.
Yeah.
Can we? Mm-hmm. Is that your legal hat saying that now?
I just don't believe Paula will keep his mouth shut.
I don't believe he's going to keep his mouth shut in the executive session, but outside of the executive.
I would offer to that perhaps, I would request that Stu participate.
Oh, me?
Okay. Yeah.
Anyone else who needs Stu?
I'm glad to, yeah.
And there'll be more meeting after this.
Supervisor travel, a review of TCD associate supervisors, and then an adjournment. So, looks like on schedule it's 35 minutes as long as we stay within our 30 minutes of the executive session.
I have a question about that. Why do you do the executive session of 30 minutes and then go back to the meeting instead of doing the rest of the meeting and then go to executive session, so anybody that's here that wants to be here for all the public meeting doesn't wait out in their car for a half hour and come back?
It's just the way it worked out. This time, a lot of times we do the executive session first.
I know.
So
I always did them last.
It was more towards the end this time, so we're almost where you want to be. We can take that in note. And I think more so is because, you know, they've been so long that sometimes we'll just say, forget it, we're not doing it, we're out of here. You know, because if you're, fairly timely this time, we did do X amount of meeting minutes, so, you know, okay. If we're at 6 hours, let's say we're at 6 hours, seven. And then they typically don't get back, so.
Question, right?
Yes. Yep.
But we can take that into consideration.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're good. Otherwise, you're
going to be in the room for...
So, have your approval is pending?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Feel free. Great. Thank you.
When do we decide? I'm okay with it. I would like to do X amount of whoever you want to have in the meeting, and then probably the last 10 minutes of just the board.
All right.
Okay. Is the board okay with me being here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You want one now? They're amazing.
Or take two, they're small.
Yeah, so I'll need to
know. Oh, no!
Sorry.
Okay.
So good.
You've released the bears on the... So feed good. The bears.
That's what happens.
Yes.
They have brown sugar.
Amy went, yeah, I am. Amy went to use the restroom. When would you like to go into executive session officially?
Right. What occurred here?
When would you like to go into executive session officially?
Right now, I guess.
Amy just went to the restroom real quick.
Okay, we can walk in later.
Okay. So.
As soon as the last member. So 5:23. It's 5:22. Okay, it's 5:23.
Will Amy still come in, even though
yes,
the door's shut?
Yes, she can. She can come in.
Well, I know she can, but will she know that she can?
Amy.
Okay, well, we have this listed to receive and evaluate complaints or charges brought against a public officer or employee. So is that where you want to start, Sarah?
Sure. I, hold on.